This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A Factual Data Creation Facility production.
Welcome to the OFNT podcast, episode 249, which I'm calling "Twas the Sunday Before Christmas." I apologize for the buzziness of the last episode. I didn't catch it until listening back via my iPhone. Monday, I remixed the audio and put out a non-buzzy version. Went back to the old way of processing to get the episode to sound just right, at least to these old fart ears. I explained what the culprit was in the podcasting news segment. So, are you ready for Christmas? It's going to be a lean one around here, but that's the way it should be anyway. Hey, what do you say we start this thing now?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Tech news. As I predicted, TikTok has brought its threatened ban all the way up to the Supreme Court, who have accepted the request of the social media app for an expedited hearing. I don't know if the decision of this nation's highest court will come in time to prevent at least a temporary ban. And I don't know whether former president and current president-elect Trump will intervene once he assumes office in January. Trump, who himself tried to ban TikTok during his first term, has had a well-publicized change of heart and said that he doesn't support a banning of TikTok. President Trump credits TikTok for getting him reelected. But how much did the app really help him? I've never used TikTok, but what I've seen of it, it appears to be a haven for radicals of all stripes, but mostly heavily pierced or tattooed leftist females, or at least they identify as such, with blue, red, or multicolored hair, shaved or in other weird stylings. The most obvious marking of these types is their ever-present pierced nasal septum. But again, I'm not a user of TikTok, so I might be getting a one-sided look at the platform.
Yes.
I guess we'll find out more next week. There's a rumor banding around the intertube since Friday evening that none other than Disney is interested in purchasing TikTok.
What?
This rumor appeared on the YouTube channel Pop Culture Crisis, but has since been proven false. A few months back, Google released a replacement for the old and very popular Chromecast dongle. It's called Google TV, and I find the styling of the streaming device, well, very appealing. Since its release, the user interface has been sort of in flux, with Google making slow but steady upgrades to it. There's been a few niggles with the hardware itself, but according to an article from Android Authority, the major complaint from users of the Google TV streaming box is an overload of advertisements, with users complaining that it's getting to a point where it's becoming intolerable. From the screenshots accompanying the article, when you first boot up the box, you're greeted by a huge, non-dismissible banner ad featuring barcodes and the like on the home screen. This changes, and the current ad is for the Indiana Jones and the Great Circle video game. Well, I'll let you in on a widely known fact. Google makes most of its money not in hardware or software. The company's cash cow was, and always has been, advertising. And that's not going to change anytime in the near or probably far future. I hear the Roku streaming box is the same these days, so I'm glad to be using an Apple TV streaming device. So far, there are no ads on the home screen on that box. I don't know if the large ad space on the Google TV would bother me much, but I hear that just about everywhere you go on the Google home screen, you'll run into an ad. I guess that's why the Google TV box comes in at a much more reasonable price than the Apple TV box. Ditto for the Roku box compared to the Apple product. The low price is offset by advertising. Well, that's one advantage of paying the Apple tax, I guess. If you've been one of the few, well, at least lately, steady listeners of the OFNT podcast, first of all, thanks. Then you know I've been waiting for a deal on mesh system routers so I can replace my internet service provider supplied router. The company that delivers the most bang for the buck, as the cool kids say, is the TP-Link brand of routers.
China.
My old mesh system was from TP-Link and I had no problems with it. The TP-Link replaced the first generation Google mesh system and was quite a step up from it. I think the reason why the TP-Link performed so much better than the Google system was because it's a tri-band versus the dual band of the Google-branded system. The main difference between dual band versus tri-band mesh systems is that one of those three bands are dedicated to what's called a backhaul. This extra band results in faster speeds and better performance, especially if you have a lot of devices connected to the internet, and my household does have a lot of devices connected. With Google's dual band mesh system, I suffered from stream freeze while watching television all the time. This freezing was banished as soon as the tri-band TP-Link mesh system came online. You might ask, why don't I just go back to using the old TP-Link system at my new place? Well, I now have 1 gig speed internet, and the old TP-Link system can only handle half that speed, so using it would actually slow down my internet performance. Knowing this, you'll understand why I've had both a TP-Link and an Eero tri-band mesh system on my Amazon wish list for about 3 months now. The Eero system was around $50 more expensive than the TP-Link system. But currently, Eero, who's owned by Amazon, is running a special, costing $50 less than the TP-Link is now. The only reason I've held off is because the Eero has a lower customer rating than the TP-Link, with the latest reviews almost all negative. I've just been waiting for TP-Link to run a special price deal. However, this decision might have been made for me, citing an article that appeared this week on 9to5mac.com, itself based on a report from the Wall Street Journal. Quote, most popular home internet routers in the U.S. may be banned as national security risk, unquote. And that was the headline of this article. The article states that three separate U.S. government agencies have opened investigations into TP-Link routers, which account for 65% of the U.S. market.
What?
Heck, TP-Link routers are used by NASA, the Department of Defense, and the Drug Enforcement Administration, and are sold on online military exchanges. The most important factor for the decision to equip these agencies, and why I think most consumers choose them, is their cheap prices. It's claimed that TP-Link routers have been shipped with serious security flaws, which the company refuses to patch, and have been used as part of a botnet to carry out cyber attacks on U.S. organizations, including suppliers to the Department of Defense. Quoting the Wall Street Journal, an analysis from Microsoft published in October found that a Chinese hacking entity maintains a large network of compromised network devices, mostly comprising of thousands of TP-Link routers, unquote, which have been used by numerous Chinese actors to launch cyber attacks against U.S.-based think tanks, government organizations, NGOs, and DoD suppliers. Again, that. Not good. The Department of Justice also accuses TP-Link of selling their products below the cost of manufacturing them. You know, but that wouldn't be anything new for Chinese-based companies.
No.
To be fair, most of these compromised routers are most likely the fault of their owners, who assume these things are plug-and-play and don't bother with simple security measures. You know, like changing default passwords. Still, this has given me pause on purchasing a TP-Link mesh system. According to Apple leaker Mark Gurman, a new Apple TV streaming box is set to launch next year.
Yay!
The latest model was released more than 2 years ago. It's time for an update.
Yes?
However, a complete redesign isn't in the cards.
Aww.
What we'll be getting is an updated CPU, either an A16 Bionic, A17 Pro, or an A18 Regular or Pro. Well, knowing Apple, we'll probably just get the A16 Bionic. Besides that, Apple's new Wi-Fi 6E chip is expected to be included. Supply chain analyst, the infamous Ming-Chi Kuo, is suggesting the new model will start at less than $100.
What?
Whoa!
The current model starts at $129. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
A significant price drop like that just isn't in the giant fruit company's DNA.
Bah! Humbug!
According to MacRumors.com, Apple is working on a redesigned Magic Mouse, which will come with a long-awaited fix. Wonder what that could be.
I don't know.
Well, I do. The newly designed Magic Mouse will finally move its charging port from the bottom of the mouse to the front of it. And that's something every Bluetooth mouse I've ever seen has. This will allow one to charge the mouse while still being able to use it. Imagine that. The redesign is also in order to make the mouse more ergonomic and comfortable to use. In my experience with using the Magic Mouse, the only thing I found magic about the mouse is it magically needs a recharge when needed for an important project. Also, the current Magic Mouse has too low of a profile, causing, well, at least in my case, your wrist to become sore while using it for extended periods. That and I find it virtually impossible to right-click using it. The bad news here is that this newly designed Magic Mouse isn't expected to be released anytime soon, with the author estimating we'll have to wait over 12 months to see it. I still use a Magic Mouse with my MacBook Air and have been thinking of replacing it with a third-party mouse like the ExtraFi mouse I use with my Mac Mini. Perhaps Apple will also update the Magic Keyboard to include backlit typing keys. That's something I've always wanted when I use that keyboard with my old iMac. Then again, my current Logitech mechanical keyboard is so sweet that I wouldn't replace it with any other keyboard. There's just something about the soft click-clacking of those mechanical keys. Now here's something that doesn't surprise me. About a month ago, 9to5Mac.com ran a survey asking how important artificial intelligence is for added value to their phones. While a majority said that AI was important, that same majority said that the initial features of Apple Intelligence added very little value to their phone. A rival survey, which asked Samsung Galaxy phone users the same question, found that the majority didn't think AI was very important for their phones. I'm calling it here and now. AI in its current form is a bust. Prove me wrong. I have absolutely no interest in mixed reality goggles.
No.
I can't see myself constrained while using them. And let's be honest, the battery life these things have will limit the use of these goggles even if you're really into them.
Yes.
What I, and I believe most consumers really want, are augmented reality spectacles or eyeglasses.
Oh, yes.
Apple is losing the mixed reality goggle race, and with Samsung and Google about to join that space, the folks in Cupertino are destined to fall further behind. Not only has Apple's Vision Pro goggles failed to sell in any respectable numbers, but the tech press and consumers don't even think, or in the consumer's case, know about them. I believe Apple has accepted this and is using the Vision Pro headsets as a testbed for their future augmented reality glasses. I'd hope that we'd be seeing these AR glasses soon, but an article from Bloomberg's Power On newsletter says that while work is underway within Apple for such a product, it'll be between 3 and 5 years before we see AR glasses.
Aww.
I just hope my expiration date doesn't occur before I can use a device like this. But then again, Tesla is saying it will sell a true self-driving car for about $30,000 by 2026. So I might have a shot at experiencing these things. The Wall Street Journal has an article which predicts that Apple is working on 2 foldable phones to be released by 2026.
Yay!
According to the article, Apple will launch a phone which will fold out to 7 inches and is experimenting with a display that will be able to fold outside of the phone. I don't know if this means that the display will resemble phones from the science fiction series The Expanse, which would be cool, or just that the display will be on the outside of the phone when folded. I personally think the first Apple foldable phone will be like the Samsung Galaxy Flip series, which my lovely wife would be all over, followed by the larger folding phone. I'd be tempted by a Galaxy Flip-style iPhone, but not so much for a phone that opened to iPad dimensions. The article also predicts a lower price point for the mysterious iPhone 17 Air or Slim, and that's rumored to be introduced next year. Other rumors have predicted a price higher than the iPhone 17 Pro, despite coming with lower quality cameras and less features. Either way, I won't be buying one. Are you interested in this rumored ultra-thin phone? Well, my biggest tech problem of the week concerns my QT Lear branded 3-in-1 wireless MagSafe charging station. Like the expensive Belkin, well, I think it was Belkin, I could be wrong, model I was gifted before purchasing my current cheapest QT Lear model, the MagSafe module, which is responsible for charging the Apple Watch, has failed. Unlike the Belkin or whatever it was, whose Apple Watch module completely failed, the QT Lear continuously cycles between charging and not charging, and that kind of drives me up the wall while I'm trying to sleep. I think, and remember, no one pays me to think, this problem can be attributed to the larger size of my new Apple Watch Series 10. But I could be wrong. My lovely wife, who has the same QT Lear 3-in-1 MagSafe charger in the color white, versus the black color of mine, I just had to tell you that, has no problems whatsoever with it. She too has a Series 10 Apple Watch, but in the smaller size. To replace the QT Lear, I went with an Anker branded model, which cost more than twice the amount I paid for the QT Lear. I'm supposed to take delivery tomorrow of the new Anker charging station, but around here, well, you never know when things will be delivered. Besides my television set, which is taking 22 days to get here from 60 miles away, I ordered a couple of pillows back on November 12th and still haven't received them. The tracking data shows them traveling back and forth between where I live and North Carolina for some reason.
Huh?
I did call the post office's customer service, and they said the pillows should be here real soon now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know how well the Anker model works when and if I get it. You know, technology is great when it works. Every other piece of technology I own is behaving as it should, and that's a very good thing.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Entertainment news. According to an article on Breitbart, lowly streaming service Paramount Plus is actually beating the ratings of the House of Mouse's Disney Plus streaming service.
Wow.
The author of the article is of the opinion that Paramount Plus makes shows that appeals to a larger audience than Disney does. He cites Paramount Plus programs such as Landman, Tulsa King, and Lioness. I've yet to watch Lioness, but my lovely wife and I are fans of Tulsa King and Landman. The author claims these shows are made for normal folks, unlike the shows on Disney, which are made by and for the so-called modern audience. I punched out from Disney Plus when they ruined the Mandalorian series, and that was a while ago. No other shows have appealed to me on Disney Plus then and since. I got around to checking out the George Clooney-produced show The Agency, which I talked about last week. The plot of the show follows various CIA officers and agents who are stationed in London. Hey, that's not a bad place to be assigned. I like the show, but there's a lot of storylines and dialogue that non or casual fans of the spy drama genre would find boring. My wife tuned out about halfway through the first episode. When there is action, it's done well, if a little over the top sometimes. The agency's current main plot seems to be a love story between an African woman with a jealous husband and a former deep cover agent that just can't let her go. The last television series within the spy genre that I watched was the now-canceled Berlin Station, which ended after 3 seasons, much too soon in my opinion. While there were romantic situations in Berlin Station, the spy game was always front and center, unlike the agency, which has the illicit love affair front and center so far. The production is great, which shows that some major cash is being invested into the show. I wish the same level of investment had gone into Berlin Station, which in my opinion had better writers, thus better storylines. But alas, Berlin Station ended back in 2019, and there's no talk of bringing it back at this point. Hopefully the agency will eventually put the intelligence angle of the show as its priority. We'll see. If it doesn't, I can't see the show lasting any longer than Berlin Station did. Podcast news. The audio of last week's episode was a disaster. While mixing the audio, I didn't pick up the distorted buzziness until I had already uploaded the episode. Monday morning, I had to listen to the episode using my iPods Pro and my iPhone, where I heard the distortion, but gave the episode a second listen just in case while driving in my car, where it again was apparent. After arriving home, I remastered the episode using my old methods. The culprit was the Isotope VEA plugin. Though I've had decent results previously using VEA, because of the colder weather, my central air unit is constantly on. The room which I record in is located right beside that outdoor unit, which emits a constant buzzing sound while operating. This caused me to use another noise reduction plugin, which I guess doesn't play nice with the VEA plugin. So, until warmer weather returns or my central air unit isn't too active, I'll be using my old 5-plugin processing stack going forward. If you've noticed, well, you probably haven't, you're cranking up the volume a tad more in order to hear the OFNT podcast better. That's because I'm mastering the audio to a lower loudness. That'll cut some distortion from the audio and give it a cleaner sound, hopefully. Though unsuccessful when I've asked in the past, I need your help. Let me know if there is an improvement in the quality of the audio of the podcast or a degradation by dropping me a line at ofntpodcast@gmail.com. I wish I could give you some sort of prize, but what I can do is give you a shout-out. The No Agenda podcast, helmed by OG tech writer John C. Dvorak and the Podfather, Mr. Adam Curry, released an episode last Thursday called This Actually Happened. What this episode brings is a compilation of media clips during the bad old days of COVID.
China.
Besides exposing the lies told by the mainstream media and the government, it shows how quickly the pandemic was politicized. I feel this episode should be entered into the National Archive as a media history of that time.
Yes.
With the looming bird flu scare on the horizon, I'd suggest that everyone give this Actually Happened episode a listen. In order to refresh your memory about the shenanigans of those in power at the time, as it seems they're gearing up for another round of games. I've gone on record on this podcast predicting that the next pandemic would arrive by 2025, but I hope I'm wrong. The elites learned a lot of lessons from the first recent pandemic, which they'll happily apply to a second one, given a chance. To wrap up the podcast section, the TuneIn Radio app, which I was a heavy user of back in what some people still refer to as being the day, when I was still gainfully employed and still contributed to society, seems to be experiencing a difficult period. Besides laying off a sizable portion of the company's employees, they've halted accepting new podcast submissions for the service. But of course, upon reading this tidbit on the Podcast Business Journal, I checked to see if the OFNT podcast was still available on TuneIn. Well, it is. Self-described radio and podcast futurist James Crideland posits that TuneIn is preparing itself for a sale to a larger entity by attempting to give its current investors a good financial return. I used to be a monthly subscriber to TuneIn back when it cost around $4 per month. Currently, it would cost you $10 per month, and that's just too expensive for me. I just don't use the service enough to justify that expense. If TuneIn does get acquired in the future, the entity that purchased it will most likely turn TuneIn into something else. That's a shame. The service carries things unavailable on regular broadcast radio, things like the Soma FM international radio stations. I love, or should I say loved, listening to Soma's Underground 80s channel. Sure, I could listen to Soma and other stations like it by going to their websites, but it's much more convenient having it on the app. And finally, Apple has made a progressive web app, sort of, out of its podcast app.
What?
I say sort of because there are no offline capabilities, yet. This move is aimed at Android and Windows users. If Apple does give their podcast web app full capabilities, it'll be a good alternative to Google's YouTube Music app, which is a mess as it is currently. Well, time will tell. Oh, before I go, well, it's official. My audience is now larger overseas than it is here in the United States. That's the first time that this has happened, and I have no explanation for it. Perhaps those outside the United States have superior taste.
Yes.
Anyway, my thanks goes out to you for listening to this old fart, wherever you may be. Well, the music is playing and the episode is closer to being complete. If you celebrate it, I wish you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate it, I wish you and your loved ones a great day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. You can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Hey, that big old guy dressed in red is gearing up for his annual sleigh ride. So why don't you prepare for him by getting off my lawn? Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.